Ricardo Smith, Cincinnati State educator and consultant, admits this is a very small sampling and more research is needed. But most of the 10 recently released African-American felons he interviewed had trouble finding work. Smith wanted to give voice to post-prison experiences.
One young man, in his story, he told me that his friend, because he could not find a job, went right back to CVS right here in downtown Cincinnati, knew he was on camera, stole some eyeglasses so he could go right back to prison. Because he could not find employment. He gave up on himself.
Smith says ex-cons know in prison they will get 3 meals a day and a place to sleep. In another case, the felon had been in prison so long he couldn't adjust to the technology the job required. That on top of a background check showing a felony made it very hard. In another case, somebody was told he couldn't vote when he could as long as he had an address. Smith wants lawmakers to know the difficulties recently released people are having so recidivism can decrease. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.